inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Some of us may hate to admit it, but it may be a bit of a challenge to remember the variety that you planted months ago, or when, or what kind of fertilizer that you used. With us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So, journal keeping. You've been keeping a journal for quite some time, I take it, right?
When we, back in the good old days in Petersburg, back in the 80s, and started back then, had a separate calendar specifically for gardening, little calendar date book kind of thing.
And
that we keep track of came from organic gardening, and unfortunately they don't make those anymore. But they were great. And pretty much daily we'd write down weather or what was happening in the garden, what we're planting or harvesting. And that really is useful from year to year, partly to keep track of varieties, since my memory isn't as good as it was in the 80s even then. But that also is good for our crop rotation, because we want to plan where to plant something, move all our cabbage and broccoli family plants into a new bed so we don't put them back where they were, where they might get root maggots. Plant the potatoes somewhere else, or the garlic in a different place. And especially if we're growing, experimenting with 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 varieties, we got to keep track of those somehow to see, well, which ones are the best ones, which produce well, which don't do well.
Does that, and you include a little map in that when you do your planting?
Oh, yeah. A little sketch, you know, from, you know, if we've got boxes or a large patch, I've got, you know, which are, you know, number the boxes from 1 to 5 to 10 to 20 down the, along the driveway, and to know what's in each one of those. Otherwise, yeah, again, with potatoes particularly, they kind of, some of those potatoes run underground, so you'll get one variety of potatoes sneaking over into the other bed, and you want to keep track of these. Even if I'm trying to have purple ones in one row and red ones and yellow ones, so we improve our odds of not getting them mixed up.
And does this come in handy so long you have a variety of carrots that turned out really good one season? It's, what happened there? So,
exactly. I mean, I try to put in, you know, try to have a little name tag, and I have plastic tags, say, at the ends of the row to say what these, what this one or that one is. But that gets lost when we're digging sometimes. The most frustrating part is you get to the end of the season, and, boy, these were the greatest, just the best lettuce or the most terrific carrots. And then you go to order more for next year, and, of course, you can't do much about it because the seed company no longer handles that variety. We can get out on the web and search for some, say maybe some other company still has them. But it happens. You know, they just decide, even though they may do great in Alaska, they don't do very well somewhere else or most other places, and we're a small market, too. So that can be frustrating in finding this thing that we want to grow for the rest of our days, and no longer can we get it.
You include keeping track of weather conditions, such as rain, temperatures, first and last frost, that sort of thing?
All of that, some of the other natural stuff happening around us, even like when the first hummingbird shows up, or we see the first blueberries, or we pick the first blueberries. That's normally 4th of July for... is the goal on that one. When we see stuff happening out there that we can relate to our gardening things, and that can help us for following years, tell us when we should plant stuff, or like when did I start my tomatoes indoors, and I figure, oh, by the time I'm finally ready to put them out into my greenhouse, they're way too large, so I know next year don't start them so darn early. That will help me in the long run, and I can, you know, I can make recommendations to other people, but truly, since everybody's garden is in different locations, different soil, you more or less sun, or if you're close to the glacier, my records don't necessarily help those folks over there. So that's really why keeping your records in your own neighborhood makes a big difference, again, in the success of our gardening.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the tips.
You're You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski is Master Gardener, and he joins us every Thursday during the spring and summer for Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on Morning Edition. And you're listening to KTOO Juno. And a reminder, we have our revamped website at ktoonews.org, where you can hear previous Garden Talk segments. That's ktoonews.org. Stay tuned for headlines coming up from NPR and the Marketplace Morning Report in just a few moments.
Someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down.